Good morning, guys. I'm Jay McInnes, and welcome to episode 10 of our Relocate series. Today, we are in a central West Side neighborhood that you all know and love, scattered, littered, if you will, with heritage homes throughout other than the street. We've got artery streets taking us easily to all the attractions that Vancouver has to offer. And in the summer months, end of March, early April, you will find hordes of people looking for that perfect cherry blossom selfie. Today we relocate to Arbutus, Vancouver. The western border of Arbutus, Vancouver runs along Quesnel Drive. The southern border runs along West King Edward Street or West 25th Avenue. The eastern border runs along Arbutus Street and the northern border at West 16th Avenue. So for the history of Arbutus, Vancouver, it's quite interesting actually. Still today, when people think of Arbutus, they incorporate Mackenzie Heights into it, and that though those borders have been established today, initially speaking, the two neighborhoods were as one. Way back when the neighborhood was first being established, it actually struggled to find its own identity. It was all low-lying marshland, and it was originally called the Asthma Flats, interestingly enough. And basically, it consisted of fish-filled streams, zero inhabitants, and just essentially marshland. So initially passed over from the province of British Columbia to CPR that we know so well, Canadian Pacific Railway, in 1888 as part of a 5,200 acre parcel. The Arbutus community then jumped around a little bit. It was part of the community of South Vancouver up until 1908, then passed over to the much loved community of West Point Grey, and finally settling in the municipality of Vancouver in 1929, where it still stands today. Following finally being established into the city of Vancouver here, again in 1929, we saw in the 40s and 50s huge amounts of sand being brought up from False Creek to fill the marsh, even it all out, to make way for those homes, schools, and actually building that foundation for the community at large to be built here in Arbutus, Vancouver. Okay guys, that's it for the history. Now onto the amenities of Arbutus, Vancouver. For the schools here, we've got Carnarvon Elementary, we've got Trafalgar Elementary, which is a French immersion school, and we are all in the catchment here in Arbutus, Vancouver to the PW High School, the Prince of Wales High School catchment area. Now, let's jump over to see those parks. Okay guys, welcome to Trafalgar Park. We've got kids play areas. We've got multiple baseball diamonds. We've got soccer fields. We've got it all here. We've even got Trafalgar Elementary over yonder in the southwest corner of the park here. So, huge green space, one of the two biggest parks in the neighborhood, Trafalgar Park here. Even the summer pool, if you will. Now, let's jump over to the second biggest park in Arbutus, Vancouver. Okay, guys, welcome to Carnarvon Park. This, I believe, is the largest park in the Arbutus, Vancouver neighborhood. We additionally have Carnarvon School, as we discussed earlier. Over at the back corner again, we again have three baseball diamonds, and you can see the football things. I could have gone pro back in the day. Westside Warriors, I believe, play here. My parents wouldn't let me play. My mom said I was too small, but that's a story for a different day. Welcome to Carnarvon Park. And we've got one more park in the Arbutus area, and that is Parksite on Puget Drive.
and that is a collection of parks.
So for shops and amenities between West 24th Avenue and Oliver Crescent on McDonald Street, we've got a couple blocks of shops there, including the DMV, where I got my license back in the day. And of course, along West 16th Avenue, between McDonald and Trafalgar, we've got some amenities along there, which are the local neighborhood grocery store, a couple cafes and restaurants for you there as well. Okay guys, now welcome to the real estate section. A little bit of real estate history first. 1912 to the 1930s brought a wave of middle-class home developments to the Uplands area of Arbutus, which is now known as Mackenzie Heights. That's what really kicked off the wave of residential developments here, and it was all because of the BC Electric Interurban Railway line, which ran down Arbutus Street, down the border of Arbutus neighborhood here through Kerrisdale. And it was a connection point from Steveston all the way into downtown Vancouver. And that line turned into trolley buses in 1952. But that was the amalgamation of points that took place that really spurred the development of the what some still call Arbutus Ridge area here. Okay guys, similar to what we saw last week over in Quilchena, property or lots in Arbutus typically max out up at around the 10,000 square foot range. So big, but not massive. However, Arbutus Vancouver has the secret weapon, and that secret weapon is Puget Drive, where we are right now. Puget Drive runs from West 33rd Avenue all the way to West 16th Avenue at the north, kind of figure eights with Quinnell Drive, which runs parallel with that. On this Puget Drive, you're finding lots typically from the 6,000 to 7,000 square foot size ranges, A lot of beautiful new contemporary homes, some amazing old timers. And the key here is that you get, on those clear days, those picturesque North Shore mountain views. Okay guys, as you can see here, these Puget Drive elevated homes are perfection. Now for the numbers, active listing currently on the market, lot sizes 4,000 to 8,200 square feet, price points 3.2 to 8.6 million, and the last 24 months saw lot sizes of 3,000 and we got one up to 12,000 square feet. That's got to be a record for the neighborhood, ranging from 2.1 to 7.6 million dollars. You can see my friend up here is going to say adios. Thank you for visiting Arbutus Vancouver with us today. If you have any questions about purchasing your next home in Arbutus Vancouver, contact me direct. And until next time, enjoy the week ahead.